Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We don't hear a bustle in the hedgerow.
And we have already decided if we are going to stay.
Or if we're going to go.
You're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're here in Patrick's basement. Mm-hmm. And Patrick, let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
You like a story,
I
right?
I do, yes.
So a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, we did a little thing called Clash Week.
Yes, I remember that very well.
One of the albums, actually the biggest album by The Clash, was this thing called London Calling.
Heard of it.
And you and I talked off mic, but we never really talked about this. We talked a little bit about the title track, which is probably, if not their biggest song, it's in like the top three. If you would also consider maybe Train in Vain and Should I Stay or Should I Go? Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know, somewhere
it's literally one of those songs, Jim, and sometimes I have these thoughts. If I ever get thrown in a prison in a country where I can't really get out or don't speak the language and I don't have any records, it's so tattooed on my brain that I could lay down and just let it play and I'd be fine. I have my own human jukebox.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. When it's weird.
One time I was running a 5K and I have a running playlist on my phone, but I don't have it like downloaded on the phone. I have it like streaming.
Gotcha.
You know, right? Like saved on Spotify or whatever. And there were so many people that like the bandwidth was terrible.
Could see it.
So I couldn't get the stream to play, but I can't run without music.
Yeah.
But yet I had to. And so I did this kind of thing you're saying, like,
right.
I'm then trying to like play the songs in my head of the ones that would be on the playlist.
Right. Just activate your brain and spool them back.
Yes. Yeah. Not quite the same as a prison situation. I hope you're not in
there. Yours seems more pleasant. Yes. Yeah.
Well, to some people that might be agony.
Just
I don't know. I'd have
to
run
in extreme conditions.
But yes. Okay. But that's funny that you say London Calling is one of those songs because I feel the same way, but in a different way, which was as we were preparing for the London Calling episode, I specifically didn't really want to talk about that song because, not to say it's not a great song, it absolutely is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like it's a song I've heard too many times. Yeah. Like, I've just, like, there's so many other great Clash songs and so many other great songs even on that album that it's sort of like, why is it always London Calling? Why
That's
always
right.
that?
You
right?
reach a point of saturation.
Right.
For sure.
That's right. So then that led me to think, well, what are other songs like that where people, everyone must have this situation, right? Where you go like, I acknowledge it's a great song. I've loved that song, but I just can't hear it anymore.
Yeah. Literally, I'll explode.
So I put that out on our Twitter and our Facebook to see what people would say. And we have a big list.
We do.
Of songs, right?
I love lists.
Anything, you know, sort of catch your eye here about what people
obviously
respond to.
Stairway to Heaven came up many times.
More than once,
right?
So Kevin Clement said
Kevin
that.
Kicked it off. I mean, of course, you know, it's so tattooed on your DNA. You just can't, you know, you're saturated with that song. We need to say nothing about it.
Right? Someone else named Pizza de Restance.
Uh-huh. Brought that in.
Also said Stairway to Heaven.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's one, right? And again, I think that's a great example because it's the song that is most associated with Led Zeppelin, but not one that I would go to right off the bat, right?
I mean, you remember in Wayne's World, they go into the guitar store and there's a sign, no Stairway.
That's right. Anything else sort of catch your attention here?
You know what's interesting to me is that not more people like Patty Fudge Prince mentioned Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. That's totally saturated. You never need to hear it again. I can play the whole guitar solo in prison. Over and over.
Not only is that song saturated, but the joke,
of course,
at the shows where people yell out "Freebird,"
right?
That's overdone. Roundabout was mentioned here by Joe Prince.
Agree, that's a great song, but I can kind of see it. You know, if you've ever driven around, listen to a classic rock station, those harmonics, boo boo loo boo, boo loo boo loo boo.
I got to go a little different way here,
all right,
in the sense that I don't. You know, Yes is not one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
And I really like Roundabout. So if I hear that song, I'm going to dig into it, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dig that song. So our friend Bud Verge
mentioned there. Yep.
One that I'm,
this is
I think
be
I know,
interesting,
I think
yeah.
I know where you're going to stand on this one. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm, He went there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't think I could ever get tired of that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to go the other way.
No, I thought you were going to
say that was one of the ones that you felt.
No, that riff, I love it.
Okay. Here's what I'll say about Teen Spirit. I'm with you 100%. I could probably listen to that song 100 times in a row and I'd be fine with it. But I will say it also, it's similar to London Calling. There's a certain dynamic there that bothers me, which is that I think people latch onto that one song so much with that band and there's so much other material that's probably more, that's just more compelling or you know, a little bit, has a little more depth to it than just Teen Spirit, you know?
Yeah, so. And, you know, I think of it almost like Big Star. Like, I know September Girls has been played a lot of times and I know there's a few, you know, that are, you know, In the Street, right? It's another one that was kind of a, you know, a theme song of a TV show, and Cheap Trick played it, but I just can't get sick of a Big Star song, and I kind of feel the same way about Nirvana, so. But we know that Bud Burge, I mean, probably Morrissey, he said something bad about Teen Spirit, so now Bud Burge doesn't think it's good.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Anything else catch your attention here?
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. Our friend Dan Gursky weighed in on Clash Week.
Yeah, Clash.
He said, since it's Clash Week, he obviously must have a problem with should I stay or should I go.
I'm not going to totally disagree with him on that. There was a point in my life where if you had said, like, what's the greatest pop song in the world?
That would be it.
I would say, should I stay or should I go? And when you think about it, just like structurally, just like as a written song, it is damn near perfect.
Yeah, I mean, at the time I first heard it, it was revolutionary to me, and just amazingly important.
The riff and the beat and the way it sort of like has those like sort of dynamic changes, right? It's like slow and then fast. But I will also agree with Dan here, though. I've probably heard that one too much. And when we did the combat rock, that's not one of the ones we played.
We didn't
because
choose
we were sort of
that's
like,
right. I think for our demographic and age and sort of what we're talking about here, my wife and I were chatting before we started recording today, and the first thing she said when I brought the topic up was Rock the Casbah. She was like, there was a guy in my hall, he played it every day, three times a day, you know, for two semesters straight, and
so
I couldn't stand it.
That was more of a matter of just...
That was just like physical repetition.
Somebody just playing
is a good answer to the question too, right? If you were like literally trying to escape a song, but you couldn't. And also the song that I want to mention, Jim, and if you'll allow me to do it right here.
Go ahead.
So similar to what happened to my wife, Sheila, I was once in a traffic jam that was really horrible with some people who were controlling the radio, and they just had it on the one station and they were oblivious. But we were in a traffic jam that was like an epic traffic jam. And the radio station had a contest going. Every 30 minutes, they would play Rock Lobster by the B-52s. And when you heard it, you had to call in. Yeah.
Okay.
And somehow as a young man, I was scarred by this, you know, like 11 times or 10 times in a row of Rock Lobster. If it comes on, I just got to freak out and get away.
10 times of Rock Lobster is about 8 times too many.
But the B-52s,
it's a good song,
are
and I love the
B-52s
and I love them. Yeah. I love them more for their influence, I think, than I love them, though. You know, there's certain bands like that. And maybe that's another topic for another time.
It might be. But yeah, I love the band. And, you know, I will say that Party Out of Bounds is a great song.
So, Patrick, I am looking at iTunes, and they have this thing called Top Podcasts.
Okay.
Okay? And on that, there's like all these different music podcasts that people can listen to, and I guess they do listen to them because it's called Top Podcasts. Mm. But the one I don't see enough of on here is Rockin' the Suburbs.
That's our podcast.
Yeah. And I think there's a way that we could make that happen.
How can we do it? I hope it involves grassroots, because I like grassroots movements.
Grassroots. The Grassroots was a good band, by the way. Temptation Eyes. Right. But anyway, getting back to this topic, what we need to happen here is we need more of our listeners. Many of them have already done this, and we appreciate it. But we need more listeners to go and rate and review Rockin' the Suburbs on iTunes, because what that does is it helps us get into this top podcast chart.
Which is where we want to be.
Casey Kasem will talk about us, and then more people will listen. The more people who listen, the longer our wives will allow us to continue to do the show.
This is a very important metric, folks.
Yes.
We need to move the needle on this.
Yes.
We need more time to do Rockin' the Suburbs. So it's very simple. You just go, you dial up 5 stars on the review machine, and that's about all. Maybe you leave a nice comment about the smooth, velvety voices we have, and you're done.
Yes. Please do that. It really is important. Otherwise, my wife's just like, are you down there talking to Patrick again?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
We need
Jim's coming over again.
Yeah. We need certain people to understand that people are really listening to the show and really like it. So please do that. Okay.
Okay. So we're back.
We're back. And let's just go through a little more of this list. Now, one thing I want to make sure people understand, these are not, people are not bagging on these songs. People think that these are good songs. They're not trashing them. It's just that maybe they just can't hear them anymore. And you mentioned, you know, sometimes it's a matter of just hearing a song too much because of circumstance. So when I was in college, my freshman year, I've mentioned this before. I think it was the old show, but I've mentioned this before that every night, the guy in the dorm room next to me, when he would go to bed, would put on the first Violent Femmes album. So as much as I honestly, truly, deeply love that album, I think I had to go on about a 10-year break from hearing it anymore.
You have to detox.
Right. Before I could come back around to how great it was.
Yep.
So there's that. And then there's just, sometimes it's just like, hey, it's a great song by a great band or whatever, but they have better songs and you're just like, stop it with that one.
I know.
You know, whatever. Yeah. Well, let me just run through a few of the others that people recommended here or cited. Our friend Kevin Goff said the Proclaimers 500 Miles.
That's stuck in everyone's head.
Yeah, it is one of those songs that like you hear it, that's with you the rest of the day, right?
That's right.
I love it. I think it's great. But REM, that's a kind of a controversial choice, right?
Brett Motif, our friend Brett, says, Losing My Religion way too many times. Great song, though. Great album, great group. Of course.
Yeah.
Totally agree. But yeah, that one's pretty saturated.
I think that's a good pick because, you know, you can go to things like their IRS records and Driver 8 or...
Totally.
Pretty Persuasion or, you know, Talk About the Passion, you know, a lot of other great songs, but that's the one that you just hear all the time, right? You mentioned Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one.
Well, Mark Neese.
Now, this is a really good point.
Mark Neese says,
American sports arenas and stadiums have ruined Seven Nation Army for me. I hear that opening riff and all I think of now is college football games. Ugh.
Great point.
Do you remember when that song came out?
I do. It was a cool song.
It was a big song.
Yeah, I had the record.
The best thing about that song when it came out was that, and this is what I love about Jack White, was there was sort of a criticism that there was no bass in the White Stripes. It was just guitar and drums.
Right.
So he comes out with a song that even though it still technically wasn't bass, it was still played on guitar. It was essentially a bass line that drove that song, right? So it was like, I'll show you you don't need a bass.
Yeah. And a bass drum. That's all you got.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool. But you're right. Why is that? I don't know. Yeah, it's become the sort
like
of
rock and roll part two.
It's
by
become
Gary
the
Glitter,
Gary Glitter thing, right? It's sort of taken that over, right? Yeah. So now you can't hear the song for what it is as a song anymore.
That's right.
All right. And then Barbara Ram, she qualifies this by saying we are older, I guess.
Yeah.
Older than us. I don't know. But we love songs of this era. She mentions three songs, Layla, Hotel California, and Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven again. Dang. Yes. I think we all have heard those.
Layla, all I'm going to say is the coda, way better than the main part of the song.
Hell yeah.
I could listen to that over and over again.
Dwayne Allman.
Michael Phillips says Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Well said, you know.
It's also sports related.
Right. Yeah.
There's better Queen songs than that. Rob Lorkowitz just says the Eagles, just overall.
Amen.
their catalog should be put away and only released every 10 years like old Disney movies.
Man, come on. I had a rough night and I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
That's probably about right.
That's funny. Yeah.
And well said.
Another Losing My Religion from Oregon of Species.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Rich Cox.
Yeah. What is this all about? Safety Dance.
Well, I mean, Rich is making the argument that the Pop Goes the World album is better than the Men Without Hats debut album. Man, I don't know if I can get tired of the Safety Dance.
Safety Dance is pretty great.
Yeah.
Safety but you don't hear that one a lot. That's an odd pick to me.
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
Unless it's in your own head.
Adam Koop, also known as The Koop.
The Koop.
He has two picks here. One is Closer by Nine Inch Nails. He says, great song, but the radio wore it out.
Yeah, maybe.
I would agree. I think there are better Nine Inch Nails songs than that. And then he says, Anything off Pearl Jam's 10.
Wow, that's a broad swath, Coop, you're going for there, sir. I think we need him to narrow that down, Jim.
Okay, so the one that really stuck with me here we'll use as a playout. I'll come back to that. But before we do that, let's do our little closing business, which is to say that you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs
every day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Listen to Patrick. He knows what he's talking about,
yes,
people.
I do.
Also, you can find us at suburbspod.com or on the podcast platforms, which are iTunes, which is now called Apple Podcasts, we think, and also Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn.
Your favorite device.
There are probably some others too. Yeah, any device, right? Take us on the phone or your ClickWheel iPod, Walkman, Discman, mini disc player, transistor radio, any of those things. And then, what was I going to say? Also, call us. Let us know about songs that you're just sick of. You know, great songs. Songs that you say like, hey, I acknowledge this song is awesome. I just can't hear it anymore. We want to hear more about that.
Yeah.
612-440-1984. Do that or email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter @suburbspod. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. And I was struck by this Safety Dance thing. I'm going to go back to that. Pop Goes the World is an underrated song. I don't think it was a song that many people know. It was maybe a minor hit. I remember a video on MTV back in the day, but it was nowhere near as big as Safety Dance. But it's a really good little pop song. So let's hear that.
Okay.
All right. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats.
Smoke a lot of bong hits, as I did, and listen to Yes. Is Fragile still on? No, I'll let it slow down.